Welcome to Startup Health Now, the weekly webcast that celebrates the healthcare transformers and changemakers reimagining healthcare. My name's Unity Stokes, and today we have a conversation with Andy Kratko from the California Healthcare Foundation. We're going to talk about that organization's mission and how you can get involved in helping them transform healthcare. Stick around, it's going to be a great show.
It is the duty of leaders to lead, of the creative to create, of the daring to do. The free world expects leadership of us. Its fate and our fate depends upon our leadership. We are industrious, inventive, restless, with the fires that burn within us. But I say that nothing is easy, and the best things are the hardest. And all our troubles, all our immense difficulties, now and in the future, can I say, be solved if we have the will, courage. The future is to those who take it.
So welcome back. We're here with Andy from the California Healthcare Foundation. I thought just to start the conversation off, it'd be helpful for the audience to learn about California Healthcare Foundation and the mission, just to frame the discussion.
Sure. We have a focus, of course, on California, have been around for almost 20 years, focused on the healthcare delivery system in California. And in particular, I think, the folks whose needs are probably not being clearly met. The folks who are perhaps the disparities and dealing with a lot of those kinds of challenges. We have a particular focus on access to care and also sort of the high-cost conditions, focusing on that as well in California. In addition, we've always had a focus on transparency and trying to encourage use of data, and the open data movement has really allowed us to fuel that even more over the last couple
years. And
that's
a big
years.
Part of your role, correct, yeah. Is focusing on the open data movement within both the foundation's work, but more largely as well?
That's right. It's been very interesting to see. We have a strong partnership with the state of California, who've really been eager participants in this open data movement, doing a good job of publishing more of their data and at smaller granularities. And I think what's been interesting to see is not only how we're getting people at a local level innovating and using those data, but also what that's sort of meant to the state, because now they have this window into what's happening in Fresno or the local innovation that can take place in LA, and it's making them, it's inspiring them. They want to do better now as well.
So why is this important? Why is open data important? Maybe bring it down to a practical level in terms of what this data means to people.
It's a really good question. I think open data is perhaps less about the apps that can be created. I think there's a limit to the amount of data that you can really effectively use in an app, because when you're opening up data, you can't get down to the, you know, individual patient level, and shouldn't. So open data, I think, really has tremendous potential, because you're talking about data for communities,
for
example.
You think you shouldn't because of privacy
issues? For privacy
reasons,
that's right. Yeah. Yeah, and governments know they can't do that. So often the data that's provided is both de-identified and aggregated. That data, however, still serves an important function. It can help raise awareness of issues locally. It can help inform policies. It can even help change behaviors, even when those data are at a community level. And that's what I think we see, is the role that open data can play in terms of shaping social impact and achieving some sort of social impact.
So what do we start to see as more data opens up? I know Todd Park for years has talked about the data liberation movement. Mm-hmm. We're seeing this trend of consumers getting more access to their own data. What becomes possible?
I think some of the things that become possible with this is both an enriched understanding of communities and what's facing a community in terms of the health and healthcare of that community. But interestingly, I think open data has also allowed government to become a lot more effective. You know, they see the innovation that's taking place, and it makes them smarter. It makes them more data savvy. It makes them more collaborative. It's interesting because a lot of these governments, their agencies, they're divided into separate departments that historically have not needed to work together.
So it's been siloed.
It's very siloed. But when they combine to have a data portal, that they all are co-managing, they need to begin to work together. And it starts to bring up issues that go beyond open data, such as integrating data at a personal level to solve some intractable problems, like foster care, for example.
And in addition to it impacting governments, state, local, federal, what about industry? What about startups? What about other groups that are now using this data in new ways that maybe wasn't happening even a few years ago?
Yep. Well, I think what we're starting to see is a new generation of startups that are getting a lot smarter with the presentation of the data. Both these are places where we're beginning to learn that design thinking and the UI matter greatly, and in terms of how to present the data, that matters greatly. We're starting to see, I think, that really maturing. But just as well, we're also starting to see a new generation of data visualization startups that are providing the tools to let others tell data stories, you know, not just like one-off visualizations, but really to integrate a video, a poignant photo, alongside graphs and maps in order to use these open data to achieve some kind of impact.
So what do you think is needed to keep making sure this has a positive impact on consumers and ultimately outcomes? Are we just at the early stages of how these data are coming together, how it's being leveraged for storytelling, how it's not being siloed? Like, where are we and what's still needed?
We, I think, are at such an early stage. I think for a long time have talked about the need to integrate the heart, you know, sort of the irrational place where often policy decisions, personal decisions are made, with the head where, you know, that's where the data reside almost, the intellectual side. And we need some more models about how to do this effectively. Can you actually use data to help change a health behavior in someone or a community of people?
Do you think that's possible?
I would like to think it is. I really do. But I don't know if we've yet sort of built up the examples that really show that. Now that we are starting to have startups that are focusing on this data story building concept, I think we're beginning to be at a place where we can do things with communicating data that weren't really possible before. I mean, we used to, before 10 years ago, it was so hard to just find the data for any startup, anyone, a government agency. And then we had to harvest the data. We had to find the data. Often it was in PDF format. It was impossible to take the data. And then we had to analyze the data, so we didn't have as much time left over to do any communicating. And a lot of those beginning stages have now become a lot easier. With APIs, you can harvest the data. With the open data movement, you can find the data a lot easier. Data science firms are in place now to help with the social good. There are a lot of data science firms that really want to do public good. And so we can begin to think about this communication piece.
So as you dream out 5 years, 10 years from now in terms of what you'd like to see happen, beyond just getting access to the data, what happens? What would you love to see and I guess what would you love to see?
You know, sometimes I often think about it as policy decisions. Like whenever there's a presidential campaign, it's easy to see how that sort of devolves into policy decisions and communication that really doesn't integrate data or educate us in any way. And often that's what, to me, is what we're aiming for, what we're striving for. It could be for a presidential election. It could just as well be for a local community that's trying to work with the civic sector, the civic innovation sector, and others trying to solve some of the really difficult pressing health issues and making some progress in some of the disparities. And the role that data can play to raise awareness of those issues and maybe even motivate us to change our behaviors. I think that's possible. We just have got to build up the mechanisms.
Do you think at some point the data almost disappears again back into the background? It's there, it's accessible, but it's not thought of as data. It's more just integrated into the solutions of our life.
I think that's right. I think if we can get beyond thinking of these as data and data sets, but it's just information that we're integrating into our decision-making, all the better. And it's going to take some time. We're I think only at the beginning stages of this, because before it took us so long to just find the data, and now we can harness it more. We just need to learn how to harness it for the good.
Are there any examples or maybe lessons learned that you can share of either organizations or startups or people who are doing this well, who are using data really well or in some inspiring way that mm-hmm. that you think could serve as a model for others?
We have a program now that we're working with 7 counties in California, California Healthcare Foundation is, and mostly with the health departments in those counties. And some of them are big, like San Diego, which is a tremendously data-rich county. They're very sophisticated with data. And some of them are very poor and small counties, like Lake County. And seeing how they are working to create some interesting stories, whether it's on HIV or well-being, healthy eating, active living, or even for that matter on something like farm workers and the plight of farm workers. And they're using a technology, live stories, that enables this kind of interaction, this kind of data story building. And it's been fascinating for me to see how counties, a county health department you wouldn't expect normally to be on the front end and trying to, you know, get beyond the static data PDF report. And here they are trying new ways to communicate. And so I would point to them. You know, it's a long road for them. They are so used to a familiar way of communicating, that data PDF report, but they're beginning to see the potential of creating a more interactive platform that not only can allow for, like I said, videos, photos, but also to be able to integrate comments from the public. You know, that's not something that we've been used to be able to do. You know,
so it's becoming more interactive as well.
Yeah, very much so.
So, last question, where can people learn more about the mission of California Healthcare Foundation? And if you were to ask people listening in the audience to get involved with this, what would your ask be?
Interesting. Well, you can go to our website, www.chcf.org, to learn all about the California Healthcare Foundation. I think my ask would be that we all focus a little bit more on that last step of that process of being able to think about what is it you're trying to do when you're communicating the data. If you're a startup, you in essence are communicating data. You know, if you're integrating data, you're trying to help your customers achieve some kind of impact. Perhaps it's for their own personal lives. If you're a government, you're trying to ask... you know, it could be the citizens of your county or others to achieve some sort of impact. And think a lot about that. What is it you're trying to do, and what's the best way to package the data? So, as you say, it becomes less about the data and more is just information that's informing our decision making.
Well, thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you.
And thanks for the work that California Healthcare Foundation does to bring more great care to people in the world. Thank you.
Thank you.